Hare Krishna, Japa Book, Chapter 17. The ninth key, Krishna's causeless mercy. If we wish our attachment to Krishna and our desire to serve him to increase, we need this ninth key. It is the master key, the key that opens all the doors to our advancement and to everything that has been discussed in this book. Ultimately, we can depend only on this key, on Krishna's causeless mercy. We may try to advance using all the tricks and techniques we have been taught and may have taught others, but it won't be long before we realize that all techniques and all forms of endeavor will always prove two fingers too short. The Srimad Bhagavatam tells an instructive story in this regard about Mother Yashoda. In her Shuddha Vatsalya Prem, pure parental love, wanting to reprimand her naughty Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this pastime explains the master key. The Bhagavatam states, 10.9.15, when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance, the width of two fingers. Thus she brought another rope to join it. Although Yashoda, from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, although Yashoda could bind her child by love, though the size of her lap was small, the small form of the boy was all-powerful. This is shown in three verses. Krishna was thinking, I cannot be bound up because I must do my daily duty of stealing yogurt and playing with my friends. How can I do these things if I am bound? Krishna's vibhuti potency, potency of opulence, inspired by his Satya Sankalpa Shakti, or his Icha Shakti, the potency that fulfills his desires. And Krishna desired not to be bound. Further inspired Krishna's Vibhuti Shakti to display his power, Aishwarya. Suddenly, Krishna's Vibhuti Shakti entered his body and the rope remained two fingers too short, no matter how many ropes of the Yashoda tied together. The Bhagavatam continues, text 16 and 17, quote, this new rope also was short by a measurement of two fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still two fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. The shortness of exactly two fingers could not be overcome. Thus, Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, though laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, all the elderly gopis in the neighborhood were laughing. In her astonishment, Yashoda thought, a rope of 150 feet does not fit around my son's small waist, and his waist is only this amount. His waist is not getting any bigger. The rope is not getting any shorter, but still the rope does not reach around him. This is the first amazing thing. Furthermore, when I tie the ropes together, each time they are two fingers too short. Not three fingers or four fingers. No matter how much rope I tie, it's still two fingers too short. That is the second amazing thing. Text 18. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When Chag Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Here is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment, and this is the essence of what I wish to say. Quote, as you cannot bind Krishna, even with all the ropes in this house, then it must be concluded that it is Krishna's good fortune that it should not be. Listen, Yashoda, give up this attempt. And although the village women advised Mother Yashoda in this way, Mother Yashoda was determined. Even if evening comes, and even if I tied together all the ropes in the entire village, I must find out just once the extent of my son's waist. Yasoda wanted to teach her son a lesson, and in her persistence, she would not give up her attempt to bind the Lord. In the competition between Krishna and his devotees, the devotee's determination always prevails. Thus, seeing his mother's fatigue, Lord Krishna gave up his own persistence. He became merciful and allowed himself to be tied. Next, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur offers us a jewel of great value. Quote, Krishna's mercy, which reigns as the king of all his potencies and illuminates them, melts the Lord's heart and turns his head into fresh melted butter. I'll read that sentence again. Krishna's mercy, which reigns as the king of all of his potencies and illuminates them, melts the Lord's heart and turns his heart into fresh melted butter. In this incident, Krishna's heart has become very, very soft. We heard about two of Krishna's potencies evoked during this pastime. The first was his Satya Sankalpa Shakti, in which everything he desires happens. Then, when he didn't want to be bound, his Satya Sankalpa Shakti called on his Vibhuti, or Aishwarya Shakti, to enter his body and cause the rope to be two fingers too short. When Krishna's mercy potency entered, however, then both of these other potencies disappeared, and the distance of two fingers was filled by the devotee's hard work, determination, and persistence, and by the Lord's mercy. One finger, therefore, represents the devotee's endeavor, and the other finger represents Krishna's mercy. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur concludes, the Bhakta Nishta, the firm faith of the devotee, which is manifest in his tireless endeavor to serve and worship the Lord, and the Svanishta, the steady quality of the Lord, which brings forward his mercy on seeing the devotee's effort and fatigue, cause Krishna to be bound. In the absence of these two, the rope will always remain two fingers too short. Bhakta Nishta means fixed determination. I may have to go to hell for the offenses I've committed, but I will never give up serving and chanting. Persistence, I will serve Krishna with my full heart, even if he doesn't show me his mercy. Desire, I want only to serve Krishna and nothing else, and a willingness to accept responsibility for any failing. My inability to serve Krishna properly is due to my own offenses. Bhakta Nishta is an essential part of the formula. When Bhakta Nishta, which is all we can offer, combines with Svanishta, Krishna's steady mercy, the Lord can be bound. In this pastime, Lord Krishna showed Yashoda and the whole world that only love can bind him. Therefore, we should make a steady effort to chant the holy name with sincerity and surrender and depend on Krishna for the rest. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 17 of Japa.